This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's time to welcome our special guest. She played Opal in the Netflix series She's Gotta Have It, and she stars in the new epic series Godfather of Harlem. Please welcome Ilfinesh Hedera. Ilfinesh, is this your first podcast / radio
appearance? This is my first podcast.
Really?
Yes, you are my very first.
Okay, well, that is quite an honor.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you are a graduate of the performing arts school, LaGuardia High School, also known as FAME. But you also got your start acting at an after-school program in middle school.
Yeah, Harlem School of the Arts. Amazing place. That's where I started during the summer. My mom wanted to keep me out of trouble, and it was either summer camp or Harlem School of the Arts. So I reluctantly chose the theater program there.
Reluctantly?
I was like, I did not like attention. I still do not like attention or being in the spotlight. So I chose that, and it was like best thing that ever happened.
And you are in Spike Lee's oeuvre. I mean, you're in four of his projects at this point. How did you and Spike Lee connect?
I had a manager who I actually met at my LaGuardia senior year showcase.
Okay.
So he was sending me out for primarily commercial work.
Sure.
But I got an email, and it was kind of someone I didn't take seriously because he wasn't sending me out for the things that I thought he should be sending me out for. And I think it's going to be another just, you know, thing that I don't want to go on. And it's like HBO pilot, The Brick, director Spike Lee. And I was like, oh, I should probably go. I should probably go. And then the dread sets in because you're like, oh God, Spike is going to be in the room. And I was like, well, I know enough to know that this isn't how it usually works. This is the first audition. So why is he going to be in the room? So now I'm like, oh God. So I auditioned. He wasn't there. He sees the footage. And then I get the appointment for the callback. And now I'm nervous.
Right.
Because now I'm like, oh, this is within reach.
And he's there for that, I imagine.
They said he was going to be there for that. He was not there for
elusive.
That either. I know. I was so relieved.
Right. Okay. So then you work with him on that project.
On that. And that's how I met Spike. And just, you know, through a regular audition.
And the subsequent projects, did you audition or at
I
that
did.
Point?
I did. Spike has made me audition for every single part I've ever gotten from him. And, you know, I think a lot of actors, they get to a certain point and they get offers.
Sure.
And I'm sure Spike is not making Denzel audition. But I think he's someone who has worked really hard for everything he's gotten and is not a fan of handouts. And I respect that.
Yeah.
And I think it's part of your job as an actor to audition. It's like there's no ego there. It's just part of what you do.
Right. So you have a new show coming out on Epix called Godfather of Harlem.
Yeah.
It's based on true events, starring yourself, Forrest Whitaker, Vincent D'Onofrio.
Giancarlo Esposito. As a big fan, I've got a pretty serious.
So this show is a prequel of the 2007 film American Gangster, and it tells the story of crime boss Bumpy Johnson and his return to the streets of Harlem in the early 60s. And you portray his wife, Mamie Johnson, who is a real person.
Yep,
she passed away in 2009.
I think so, yeah.
Did you go to whatever source material was available?
Yeah, I mean, she did before she passed, Mamie Johnson, who I'm playing, write a book called Harlem Godfather. So I turned to that, you know. She really had an issue with the portrayal of the relationship between Nicky Barnes and Bumpy Johnson in American Gangster because it made it seem like, you know, Nicky Barnes came up under Bumpy Johnson and that he was his right-hand man. And she's like really vocal about saying like, this is not so. Like, Nicky Barnes drove my man around, like, once before he was fired. Like, basically.
I got it.
Like, he was not good enough to hang with Bumpy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, when you were part of the Baywatch film.
Oh, yes. That film.
With Dwayne
The Rock Johnson.
He described you as tougher than new rope.
I know.
What is he referring to?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I mean, I'll be very honest.
Yeah.
We hadn't even met when he wrote that.
Really?
So I guess he was just looking at me and thinking she looks really tough, which is fine.
Yeah.
I guess. Or maybe he'd seen the tape and he just thought like, oh, that woman, she's got a deep voice and she's 5'11", so she's got to be tough.
Tough.
Tougher than New Rope.
Tougher than New Rope. And then you obviously met him.
At work.
At work. Do you know that he has said this? So you were aware of it?
Oh, yeah, he did this. I was on set for this Hulu show, Difficult People.
Yeah.
I was away from my phone, and then I came back to this, like, influx of new followers and messages, and I was like, what is going on? Did I upload a photo by mistake or something crazy? And it was this Instagram post of Dwayne Johnson's that was like a photo of mine announcing the casting in Baywatch. And I think I got like 20,000 new followers that day.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
So it was great.
It was great.
In a weird way. Yeah.
But it was so strange.
Yeah. All right, so I read that you had aspirations to be a professional DJ.
I did.
And even went to DJ school.
I did go to DJ school.
First of all, where is DJ school?
It was there are many of them.
What?
So there's Scratch Academy, which I looked at.
Not real.
That's not real. Scratch Academy, okay. I think it's still open. My alma mater, DubSpot, is no longer.
Oh, I love
DubSpot. Yes. But it was a great place. It was at a time also that I don't even think I'd done the brick with Spike yet. You know, I was like still miserable in the restaurants, and I was like, I gotta figure out something else. Like, acting is not happening. There's gotta be something else I could do. And then I was like, I know, I'll just be a DJ. I love music. Because what else do you need? So I went for it. My parents paid for my DJ school.
How long did it take?
This is what happened.
Oh.
So it was like a 4-month program. Very intensive,
okay.
Right? It was only 2 days a week, but it was 3 hours per class. And I was really loving it. And then we had this really hard-ass DJ teacher. I forget her name. DJ.
The stakes that you are trying to set up here are hilarious.
I'm trying. But the first guy was so relaxed. He was like, yeah, you know, you got to go home and come back with these mixes. You can present them and share them with the class if you want. And I was like, all right, cool. So I'd go in there on my own time and I'd perfect these mixes. And then she's like, you're going to come back next week and you're going to get up and present your mix to the class, whether or not you're ready.
Okay.
And that for me is like the way to ensure that I never come back to DJ school. It was supposed to be this fun thing that could earn me lots of money.
Yeah.
That I could love doing. And then she ruined it.
Right.
Because she made it like scary.
This high pressure
thing.
That you're like, this is not what I signed up for. So you just never came back?
I never went back.
Wow. All right.
That says a lot about me.
Yeah. You didn't get your PhD, DJ.
That was good.
I don't know.
But no, I didn't. And now I feel like a loser
for
admitting that out loud.
No, it's okay. You can go back to Scratch.
Yeah, Scratch Academy.
Anytime.
Scratch, will you have me?
I think it worked out.
Yeah, we're okay.
So we have a game for you.
Okay.
It's common in hip-hop and rap for artists to sample pieces of other songs, so your game is called Sample Sampler. We're going to play a hip-hop or rap song that samples another older song.
Okay.
For each clip, you can name either the songs or the artist. Basically, just tell us anything.
Okay. Anything.
About the songs.
Okay.
And we will give you points.
Okay.
And if you do well enough, listener, Ryan Lerman from Coral Springs, Florida, will win and ask me another Rubik's Cube. Let's give it a shot. All right. So this song is from 1997.
Okay.
It samples a song from 1983.
Okay. When it's real feelings hard to conceal.
Oh.
Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half a breath. I know you still it's the police. Right?
All right.
Is that Puffy sampling the police?
Yeah, there you go. Okay. That's all we need. Yes. Diddy featuring Faith Evans.
Yeah.
I'll be missing you sampling
the police.
Every Breath You Take. Let's hear that.
Every breath you take.
There you go. They're both great songs.
Every move you make. Every bond you break. Every step you take. I'll be watching.
Oh, watching, not missing.
I know. That's okay.
I think
missing is better.
Watching is where that song
gets creepy. Yeah. It's a little bit problematic.
No.
All right.
Okay.
Let's see what you think about this next one.
Okay.
Ooh.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left.
Okay, so I know Coolio.
Yes.
Obviously, Gangster's Paradise.
You're right.
I don't know.
The sample.
The sample.
You know what?
What if I said Weird Al Yankovic? Because, can I do that?
I'm going to give you a half point for that.
Thank
I'm going
you.
To give you a half point for that.
All right.
So
that's generous of that's you, it. But I appreciate
so,
it.
So you know what? Let's hear what the sample is from.
Men spending most of their lives living in pastime paradise.
I still don't know.
That's Stevie Wonder.
Is that?
I mean, yeah, that's 1976 Stevie Wonder.
God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry everybody knew that but me.
No, everyone just learned.
You didn't know?
They were excited. Look at all these white people saying no. Okay, here is your last one.
Okay.
This 1997 song samples a song from 1974.
I got the armor or the shine up the same. Overseas, try to maintain.
So, obviously know the Missy version.
Yep, that's good.
Don't know who she sampled. I Can't Stand the Rain. I just watched her at the VMAs.
What did you just say?
I Can't Stand the Rain.
Okay, well that is...
Oh, All I Need to Know is the song name.
That's right.
Yes.
I Can't Stand the Rain is the other song
yes.
name.
Victory! All right, cool.
And the artist of the other song is Ann Peebles. Do you want to hear that? Let's hear that.
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. Oh, yeah, I know this. God, what a great sample.
Kiss my window. Bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, window rain.
Congratulations. You did it. You and listener Ryan Lerman won Asking Me Another Rubik's Cube.
We did it, Ryan.
Ilfenis stars on The Godfather of Harlem on Epic starting September 29th. Check it out. And thank you so much, Ilfenis. Hadar, everybody.
Thank you.
Want our next special guest to play for you? Follow Ask Me Another on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.